Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Types of Cloud Services, IaaS, PaaS, SaaS. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing Basics in the Cloud Computing Essentials for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions of Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these various types of cloud services and understand their applications in business. Main content definitions of IaaS, PaaS, SaaS. Cloud computing offers various service models that cater to different business needs. The three most common types are IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. This includes servers, storage, and networking. Businesses can rent IT infrastructure on a pay-as-you-go basis, eliminating the need for physical hardware. For example, providers like Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Microsoft Azure offer scalable solutions where businesses can quickly deploy resources to meet their demands. This flexibility allows companies to optimize their costs based on usage. Platform as a Service, PaaS, delivers a framework for developers to build, deploy, and manage applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. It provides tools and services that facilitate web application development. For instance, Google App Engine allows developers to focus on writing code while the platform handles server management, scaling, and load balancing. PaaS can significantly speed up the development process, enabling teams to deliver applications faster. Software as a Service, SaaS, offers software applications delivered over the internet. Users can access these applications via a web browser without needing to install or maintain the software on their devices. Popular examples include Google Workspace and Salesforce, which allow businesses to utilize software solutions without the hassle of managing updates or infrastructure. SaaS provides a convenient way for organizations to access the latest software tools with minimal investment. Key differences and use cases. Understanding the differences between IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS is crucial for selecting the right service model for your business needs. IaaS is ideal for companies that require flexibility and control over their infrastructure. It's useful for businesses looking to host websites, run applications, or store data without investing in physical servers. For example, a startup may choose IaaS to scale its operations quickly without upfront hardware costs, allowing for rapid adaptation to market changes. PaaS suits developers who want to create applications without the complexity of managing the underlying hardware and software layers. It is beneficial for companies focusing on software development, as it provides built-in tools for testing, deploying, and scaling applications. For instance, a software company can utilize PaaS for rapid development and deployment, allowing for quicker iterations and feedback. This model helps streamline the development process and fosters innovation. SaaS is best for businesses looking for ready-to-use software solutions. It provides easy access to applications without the need for installation or maintenance, making it attractive for organizations that want to minimize IT overhead. For example, a small business might use SaaS for its email marketing needs through platforms like MailChimp, allowing them to focus on their core operations while leveraging powerful marketing tools. Selecting the right service model. Choosing the right cloud service model depends on various factors, including business needs, budget, and technical expertise. Here are some considerations to help you make an informed decision, assess your needs, determine what you need from a cloud service. Do you require complete control over your infrastructure, IaaS, a platform for developing applications, PaaS, or ready-to-use software, SaaS? Budget. Constraints. Evaluate your budget. IaaS may require more upfront costs for configuration, while SaaS typically operates on a subscription model, allowing for predictable monthly expenses. Understanding the cost structure of each model can help you manage your financial resources more effectively. Technical skills. Consider your team's expertise. If your team lacks technical skills, SaaS could be the best option as it requires minimal management. Conversely, if you have a skilled IT team, IS or PaaS might offer more flexibility and control, thus enabling you to tailor solutions to your specific needs. Scalability. Think about your growth plans. IS and PaaS offer greater scalability for businesses anticipating rapid growth, while SaaS is suitable for companies with established operations looking for efficient software solutions. Ensuring your chosen model can scale with your business is essential for long-term success. By evaluating these factors, you can select the cloud service model that aligns with your business goals and operational needs. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the three primary types of cloud services, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. You learned their definitions, key differences, and specific use cases. Understanding these cloud models is essential for making informed decisions that align with your business needs and technology strategy. As you move forward, consider how these services can enhance your operations and drive efficiency. Reflection questions: how would you assess your company's needs to determine which cloud service model is the most suitable? Can you identify a scenario where your business could benefit from using IaaS or PaaS? Reflect on your understanding of SaaS. What are the advantages of using SaaS solutions for your business operations?